Amen. I'd like to say good evening to each of you. Good to be here this evening, and it's good to see you here this evening as well. We invite you to get your Bibles, please, and turn to the scripture lesson that was read by Brother Jarvis Brown. He read from Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 9. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 9. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, verses 6 through 9. Continuing with verse number 8, Paul says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. In this short passage, impregnated with great truth, we find the Pauline prescription for winning over worry. He makes several significant points that will help anyone overcome or win over worry. I think all of us, for the most part, understand what worry is and how worry is defined. But I'd like to read for your consideration some very striking and graphically descriptive definitions of worry. Webster says that worry is to harass by tearing, biting, or snapping, especially at the throat. Furthermore, he says, worry is to shake or pull at with the teeth, to touch or disturb something repeatedly. He further defines worry as to assail with rough or aggressive attack or treatment. He also identifies the term torment with worry. To subject to persistent or nagging attention or effort. And finally, he defines worry as to afflict with mental distress or agitation, make anxious. When we think about worry, anybody in here ever worried? As we think about the variegated definitions of worry, I think all of us can acknowledge or admit, truth be told, that at some point in our lives we have experienced worry. Some might be experiencing some serious worries right now. Some might have recently successfully overcome this very troubling and disturbing malady. Some might right now be grappling with worry and trying to get the better of it and trying to expel it from your life so that you can come to a point of peace, devoid of agitation and disturbing turbulence. One of the things that we should understand as we think about worry is that worry is wasteful. Somebody has rightly asserted that worry is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but it gets you nowhere. Worry can't change the past, nor can it control the future. However, the one thing that worry can do is mar today and make it miserable. Worry, in reality, has never solved a problem. It has never dried a tear. It has never righted a wrong. It has never illuminated anything dark. It has never restored somebody's health. It has never made a sick person well. It has never brought back to life anything dead. It has never defeated an enemy. It has never completed an unfinished task. To worry is to engage, unfortunately, in an exercise of futility. You've heard it said before that there are two things you should not worry about: things you can change and things you can't change. There are some things you have no control over. They just are, and we have to reconcile ourselves to their reality and move on. These are things we can't change. We can't do anything about. But there are other things that we can change. We shouldn't worry about the things that we can't change because it won't help. You can't change them. That's it. That's that. But also, on the other hand, we should never worry about things that we can change. If you can change them, take whatever corrective or remedial measures that are required. Change them. Don't worry about them. If you can change them, change them. If you can't change them, don't worry. Just do what you can. You know, a lot of folks get all bent out of shape and disturbed about things that they have no control over. But all of us, each of us, has the power, has the individual capacity to do what we can, to change the things that we can. So remember that. And we frequently mention or allude to the prayer, the serenity prayer. Lord, give me the courage to change the things I can. Give me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. And give me the wisdom to know the difference. There are so many reasons why we should not worry. Worry destroys the beauty of your countenance, the strength of your mind, the vitality of your body, the soundness of your heart, the serenity of your soul. Worry will harm you physically, emotionally, and spiritually. It will haunt you in time and eternity. Many people, and you probably know some folks like this, many people literally worry themselves sick. People worry about food, fashion, fitness, the future, family, finances, friends, functioning, focus. There are so many things that people worry about. Have you thought about the fact that we have so much for which to be thankful? Brother Clemens was mentioning various unfortunate ones who have been the victims of certain catastrophes and troubles. We think most recently of those who were devastated by Hurricane Sandy and the flooding that has taken place, and the homes that have been destroyed, properties that have been decimated, the lives that have been lost. And you wonder, wow, how can they cope? How can they overcome all of the negatives that go along with what has happened to them? You reckon any of those folk are worried? You reckon any of those folk are agitated and disturbed and emotionally traumatized? I reckon they are. As a matter of fact, you know, my problems, my challenges, my troubles, my difficulties, my trials pale into insignificance when I compare what problems and troubles I have with a man whose house has been leveled to the ground and destroyed, and his new car is underwater and destroyed. His wife has drowned. How do they cope with that? How could we cope with similar circumstances? By following the Pauline prescription for overcoming worry. We should be thankful for all that God has blessed us with. As we think about worry, we want to think about the fact that in order to overcome it, we are told very pointedly and very forcefully, be careful. And that careful there does not mean to exercise caution. It says, be careful for nothing. In other words, what he is saying is, don't worry. That word worry. You know, we talk about the cares of the world. That word careful signifies anxiety and emotional and mental agitation, worry. So in order to overcome worry, we are commanded to not worry about anything. You want to overcome worry, then don't worry. You might say, that's easier said than done. It is. But it can be done. Don't worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Don't worry about anything. Pray about everything. Does prayer mean much to you? Does prayer make a difference for you? Pray about everything. I don't want to worry the Lord. I don't want to disturb him. Talk to him. Let him know what you are experiencing. Let him know what you're going through. He can handle it. You're not experiencing anything that the Lord cannot handle and that he does not know anything about, that he has no solution for. Talk to him. Recognize that prayer is profitable. Prayer is the prelude to peace, the prologue to power, the preface to purpose, and the pathway to perfection. Prayer is powerful. So the Lord says, worry about no thing. Pray about everything. How frequently do you talk to God? How honestly do you converse with him? How comfortable are you in opening up your heart and communicating earnestly and honestly with God? Talk to him. My daddy used to always say, and at first, Mama did too. At first, I kind of questioned and doubted his authenticity and sincerity when he told me, son, no matter what it is, you can talk to me about it. And I figured, man, there are some things I don't feel comfortable talking to you about. There are some things I didn't feel comfortable talking to my mama about. Initially, at first, but I gradually learned to open up and to share some of my innermost feelings and my most troubling and disturbing thoughts with my dad and with my mama. Every parent should strive to cultivate such a relationship with their children that their children will feel free to come to you and say, Mama, I'm having a serious problem, and this is what it is. Daddy, I'm having a serious problem. This is what it is. It's disturbing. It's troubling. It's traumatizing me. I need some help. We ought to be able to talk to our parents that way. And parents need to be willing to listen to their children. And no matter what they tell you, you don't need to register any shock. You don't need to instantly voice disapproval and condemnation. Listen! And try to formulate an appropriate response prayerfully and carefully. That's the way we should be willing to communicate with our Heavenly Father. Worry about nothing. Pray about everything. If you want to win, over worry. Prayer and worry can't live together. If you're praying, you're not worrying. If you're worrying, you're not praying. Jesus taught his disciples to pray, "Our Father, which art in heaven." Prayer is a special privilege for a special people. Everybody can't pray. Prayer is a special privilege for a special people. How can you call God your father when you're not in the family? Everybody in God's family had to get in the same way. They had to be born again, and they had to obey the truth of God. So we can go to God at any time, and he's willing to listen. He's willing to help us with whatever problem or trouble is disturbing us. How can we overcome worry? How can we have the peace of God? Don't worry about anything. Pray about everything. Think on the right things. Verse 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, these are the things on which we should think. A lot of us think about the wrong things, but we need to think on the best things. Finally, if you want to overcome worry, do the right thing. Philippians 4 and verse number 9. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. How do we overcome? How do we win over worry? It's not as difficult as some might think. Remember, don't worry about anything. Pray about everything. Think on the best things and do the right thing. That's a winning combination. Troubles come in every shape and tend to make one frown. But just cheer up and never let your troubles get you down. For if you stop to think of it, more often so than not, your troubles don't seem quite like ones that other folks have gotten. If only magic spectacles could really help one see that troubles are but stepping stones and not catastrophe. For on this journey we call life, when troubles bring dismay, There's always hope and promise of a clearer, brighter day. If you follow the Pauline prescription for overcoming worry. If you're here and you're not a Christian, become one this evening. Jesus has made it possible for you to begin a brand new life as a part of God's family. And we talked about being a part of God's family, being able to say as we approach Him, our Father. You have to be born into the family, however, to have that exalted and wonderful privilege. Through obedience to the gospel of Christ, who died for us, was buried, and was resurrected, through obedience to the gospel requirements, we can be born into God's family by believing it, repenting of our sins, confessing our faith, and being baptized for the remission of our sins. That can be done quite easily. We can arise from the watery grave ready to live and ready to walk in the newness of life. You're here and you're already a child of God. Maybe you've been overcome by worry. Maybe you're having a struggle with worry. Maybe there are things that are very disturbing and very troubling and very unsettling that are going on in your life. Do not despair. Jesus is there. Through repentance, confession, and prayer, we can be restored. The Lord can help you deal with whatever you are struggling with now if you'll just trust and obey. Will you come as we together stand?
The prodigal come without delay. Calling now for thee, O weary prodigal, come. Weary prodigal, come. Calling now for thee. Calling now for thee, O weary prodigal, come. Weary prodigal, come. Patient, loving, and tenderly still, the Father pleads. Hear him calling, calling now for thee. Oh, return while the Spirit and mercy intercede. Hear his loving voice calling still.